Oops. Let me move it up a little bit. All right, here we go. Mel Torme, My Little Red Book, KWVA.
I just got out my little red book the minute that you said goodbye. I thumbed right through my little red book. I wasn't gonna sit and cry. And I went from A to Z. I took out every pretty girl in town. They danced with me. And while I held them, all I did was talk about you. Hear your name and I'd start to cry. There is just no getting over you. Who's in my little red book could ever replace your love. And each girl in my little red book knows you're the one I'm thinking of. Won't you please come back to me? Without your precious love, I can't go on. Where can you be? I need you so much. All I do is talk about you. Hear your name and I'd start to cry. There is just no getting over you. Come back to me. Without your precious love, I can't go on. Where can you be? I need you so much. All I do is talk about you. Hear your name and I'd start to cry. There is just no getting over you. All I do is talk about you. Hear your name and I'd start to cry. There is just no getting over you.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Yeah, Percy Faith, again, great album, Percy Faith, The In Crowd. Before that, we heard Mel Torme doing two great songs, My Little Red Book, a Burt Bacharach track, and Pretty Flamingo, originally done by Manfred Mann. We have Bill and Lori from the Eugene Record Convention. This is the Sunday Morning Hangover with the Reverend Mark Time. Say hi, Lori.
Hello.
Lori's staring at me with amazement because I'm working at lightning speed to get all these short tracks on and all this other stuff. We have given away those tickets for McDonald Theater. Thank you very much. And we're talking about the record convention next Sunday. Bill is kind of poring over what we heard. So why don't we back it up and let's talk about what we heard. Before Mel Torme,
we heard Lisi Lett and the Neptunes. The Neptunes actually had a surf instrumental album out, and for, by some strange, quirky fate, somebody hired them to back this German singer, and the album's titled German Folk Songs Rocked in the USA. Yes, it is real. I don't believe it, even as I hold it in my hand.
And the one I picked off of that is an old German folk song called Mosi Den, which was featured in an episode of Son of the Beach when Chip joined a punk band and had a hit with Mosi Den. But that's a little bit too obscure for you out there. What we was it the LSD song before
yes,
that?
Strong Love by Dennis Ray Mack. He paid money to have his lyrics turned into that song.
Yeah, and that's one of those song poems. So, Lori, what friends are you bringing with you to the convention next week? Are you bringing your mom or your sister or anybody?
Yeah, my sister Karen's going to be there, and my friend John Reed and my friend Sandy Mort. She's new to doing this, and so she's going to have a lot of fun, but it's fun.
It's a long haul because you guys get up what time in the morning to get ready for this?
Four.
4 o'clock in the morning, and we're usually out partying after the thing till what, 10, 11? That's a long day, man.
Yeah.
I have school next day. Don't say that.
When you walk into the convention next week, you'll see Bill and Lori smack right dab right in front there. And say hi. Tell them if you're at the record convention at the Hilton next Sunday and you heard this show, tell Bill and Lori that you heard the show and you thought it was great and that the music was horrible, but they were great. Anyways, I forgot where we were going. Reverend Mark Time here, KWVA. I got two turntables playing at once. Why is that? Because Zip Mel Torme is done. That's why. Were we going to a CD next? Is that?
Yep.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we're doing a set of cartoon songs. Bill handed me this CD here. It's a Flintstones CD. Flintstones, Modern Stone Age Melodies. We're going to hear a track featured on one of their... It's kind of like a takeoff on The Twist, but it's called... What?
The Bedrock Twitch.
The Twitch.
Well, I aim to try, and here's the song I'm going to sing at your show. It's one I just recorded.
Beans, tie a rope around your jeans, tell your ma not to wait, you ain't getting home till late. Yeah, 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 we're gonna twitch. There's a town I know where the hipsters go called Bedrock. Twitch, twitch, when you get an itch, then you do the twitch in Bedrock. Twitch, twitch, cause the twitch is fine, have yourself a time in Bedrock. Twitch, twitch. Well, we'll twist around the clock tonight in Bedrock. Twitch, twitch, and Rock is gonna roll with all his might in Bedrock. Twitch, twitch, it's a swingin' town, so I'll see you down in Bedrock. Twitch, twitch, yeah, yeah. Tonight in Bedrock. Twitch, twitch, and Rock is gonna roll with all his might in Bedrock. Twitch, twitch, it's a swinging town, so I'll see you down in Bedrock. Twitch, twitch.
A blast there, you long-eared swab! Heave ho the keel haul and lower the boom!
Did you say boom?
What's the matter, Rabbit? When I say boom, I mean boom!
Oh, that's what I thought you said. Here's a boom, Doc.
Help! I need somebody, help! Not just anybody, help! You know, I need someone, help! When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so selfish or. Now I find a change of mind, I've opened up the door.
So this is where he keeps the gunpowder.
Where are you, you scurvy varmint?
I'm down here, Doc.
I can't see you. It's dark in here.
I'll light a candle, Doc. Here you go.
Won't you please, please help me? And now my life has changed in so many ways. My independence seems to vanish in the haze. But every now and then I feel so insecure.
This pirate Township certainly has all the amenities. Just look at that cute little diving board.
This ain't no diving board, you land-loving, long-eared critter. Ain't you never heard of walking the plank?
Why, no. Then how's about showing little old land-loving me how it works?
It's easy. Any fool can do it. You just walk to the end and keep on walking. Walk! Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me lower the lifeboat?
Lower away.
Raise the lifeboat, raise it, raise it.
Sure thing. Hey, Doc. You got company.
What do you mean I got company? Get away from me, you hammerhead halibut. No good low-down bushwhacking barracuda. Oh, won't you please, please help me. Help me, help me.
Yes, we're listening to Lawrence Welk doing. Here's Johnny, Johnny Carson theme. And, yeah, that was a set of kind of kids' TV show music. And we'll have Bill tell you about it in a minute. But Lori had something to say about What a kinder, friendly, gentler Eugene Record Convention we had this year.
Well, that's the whole thing, is it's a great place for families, because if you have small children or young children, it is just, there's so many, like, albums, like Peter and the Wolf, all the different types of Strawberry Shortcake album, and so when kids come there, there's things for them as well as the adults. I mean, there's so many different types of books, albums, CDs. There's even musical instruments and sheet music, everything that you can think of, memorabilia, VHSs, DVDs. So for kids and for students too, if you are going to have to write a paper and you need to find some information or resources, it's a great place for resource.
Yeah, awesome. The Eugene Record Convention next Sunday at the Hilton. And Bill, what do we hear? We hear, this is Lawrence Welk, obviously, but before this we heard Matthew Sweet doing the Scooby-Doo theme. And what else was there?
Yosemite Sam doing, what was it, a hard, let's see.
It was a hard
help,
day's.
Help me
if you can.
Yeah.
Well, you both need some help.
I like that.
We heard the Flintstones before that, but the Bedrock Twitch.
That's right, the Bedrock Twitch. No, that's it. That's where all we started.
Okay.
Bill and Lori from Eugene Record Convention, amazed at the lightning fast speed at which the Reverend Mark time conducts his radio show. We've got another track
dancing.
Coming up.
He's dancing.
That's right, I'm dancing. We got some marching band. Oh, this is something I wanted to talk about. Before we get into marching band music, we do have a marching band coming on the show next month. And not actually, no, but they're a group called the March 4th Marching Band, I believe is the name of them. Here, let me look at this. March 4th Marching Band. They're from Portland. They have a CD called Rise Up. And there will be an interview with the main guy in that group. I believe his name is John. He will be on the air, on the Hangover, on February 13th, because they're coming to WOW Hall, I believe, that week. So March 4th Marching Band, an incredibly huge band. There are like 28 people in this band. They're going to put, and from what I understand from all my other friends down in the Bay Area, the March 4th Marching Band is not to be missed. They're kind of like a marching band on LSD. It's hard to describe. They've got stilt walkers, they've got clowns, they've got everything. So they'll be at WOW Hall, and you will hear John, the bass player from the band, on the air here, Sunday Morning Hangover, February 13th. What's next, Bill? Which marching band record do we have?
Brigham Young University. This album's from about 1965.
All right, let's hear it. Another Beatles song.
You follow. pop, 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 pop. I could be handy mending a fuse when your lights have gone. You can knit a sweater by the fireside. Sunday morning, go for a ride. Do in the garden, dig in the weeds. Who could ask for more? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Every summer we could rent a cottage in the Isle of Wight
if it's not too dear.
We shall scrimp and save. Grandchildren on your knee, Gary, Jack, and Spiro. Bop, 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 bop. Send me a postcard, drop me a line, stating point of view. Indicate precisely what you mean to say. You're sincerely wasting a why. Give me your answer, fill in a form, mine forevermore. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me? When I'm 60, pop, 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 four. Yeah!
Ready to one for the money, two for the show. Need to get ready now, go cat go. Don't you step on my piece of each. You can do anything but lay off my blue sweet shoe.
The look of love is in your eyes, a look your smile can't disguise.
Hey. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the pain.
Somewhere in the back mountain hills of Dakota lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. One day his woman ran off with another guy, hit young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy.
So Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible, yeah. But Daniel was hot, he drew first and shot, and ended good Rocky's revival.
Girl, Eli's a-coming, you better hide. Girl, Eli's a-coming, you better hide. Girl, you'd better hide your heart. Eli's coming, better walk right. But you never get away, no, you never get away from the burning heartache. Everywhere you go.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying shame. Ride a painted pony in the spinning wheel game.
Hey, dear, don't let me down. Take a sad song and make it better. Whenever you let her into your heart, then you can start.
Thank you.
love will keep us together, baby. My wife went and saw Captain the Toenail at the Circle Star Theater in San Mateo with somebody, and she really liked it. My wife, Barbara, big shout-out to you, Barb. We got Bill and Lori from the Eugene Record Convention. Lori, do you have anything on your mind?
Not much.
Not much. We
gotta I'm a student.
You're a student. Bill is going to tell you about that great Beatles set that we just played. And that last track by Dora Hall was a medley from, well, I'll let Bill tell the story about this expensive TV show.
Dora Hall's husband owned Dixie Cups, and they were multimillionaires. And he just decided to pour tons of money into her career, which never really took off. But this album that we played the medley from cost him $400,000. And this is like in 1968 or 69. And on the medley, you heard Frank Sinatra Jr. was on it, Oliver. And we're guessing, because the Electric Prunes were also on the show, even though they aren't credited on this, that they were also on there too.
Wow, wait, the Electric Prunes was on that medley?
We're guessing. We don't know for sure. But they were on the TV show.
What was on before that? We heard some horrible Beatles cover.
Okay, we heard the Golden Staters with When I'm 64.
Oh, yeah.
That was wonderful. It reminds me of the Surfsiders Beach Boys album.
Yeah, which is which you've heard here on The Hangover. What else did we hear? We started off with some other Beatles song.
Brigham Young Marching Band with A Hard Day's Night.
A Hard Day's Night. Wow. This is an example of some of the bad records that you'll see next week at the Eugene Hilton's record convention.
Along with about anything else you could imagine.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have all the Bad Company records and everything else, and all the Peter Frampton Comes Alive records, but we're like skimming the outskirts of record land for you here today. And one good example is this Carter Family album that Bill brought in. Carter Family, of course, June Carter, who married Johnny Cash, and Carter Family, longtime country family. But this one's a little different. They do a lot of strange stuff on here, including the next track, a track by Nancy Sinatra called These Boots Are Made for Walking. Let's hear it.
You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep show.
Stop at all the byways, playing rock and roll. Getting robbed, getting stoned, getting beat up, broken bone. Getting mad, getting tough. I tell you folks, it's harder than it looks. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Wanna rock and roll.
Think it's easy doing one night stands. Try playing in a rock and roll band. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. Hotel, motel, make you want to cry. Lady, do the hard sell, know the reason why. Getting old, getting gray, getting ripped off, underpaid. Getting sold, secondhand, that's how it goes. Playing in a band, it's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. Yeah, it's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Wanna rock and roll.
If you want to be a star, stage and screen, look out, it's rough, it's mean.
It's a long way
to the top if you want to rock and roll.
This is Mitch Miller, by the way.
Let me tell you now, ministers, sinisters, banisters, and canisters, bishops and fish-ops, rabbits and Popeyes, bye-bye, bye-byes, sailing there, man.
All we are saying is give peace a chance. All we are saying is give peace a chance.
Oh, let's stick to it. Revolution, evolution, mastication, flagellation, regulations, integrations, meditation, United Nations, congratulations. Say it out.
All we are saying is give peace a chance. All we are saying is give peace a chance.
John and Yoko, Timmy, Leary, Rosemary, Tommy's Smothers, Bobby Dylan, Tommy Cooper, Derek Taylor, Norman Mailer, Allen Ginsberg, Hare Krishna, Hare 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 Krishna.
All we are saying is give peace a chance.
Now sing it for the Senate. Oh, go on.
All we are saying is give peace a chance.
It's only halfway over.
Hassle the Congress.
All we are saying is give peace a chance.
Now try me a mendo.
All we are saying is give peace a chance.
I just want a moment of silence before we play the next record. Now, Bill and Laurie, that was the worst thing you brought in here today.
It was excellent, excellent.
You want to tell me who that last track was?
It was Mitch Miller and the Gang. And what's funny is it's all the big session men from L.A. play on this, all the superstars, and it's their hippie album, the Peace Sing-Along album.
Mitch Miller on Atlantic Records, of all things.
Yeah, because Columbia wouldn't buy into this. And he was the big guy at Columbia, too, and they kind of dumped him around this time. And it is on Atlantic, and it's... For all you people who were really excited, you can find this on CD. They've reissued this album on CD.
Did you like that, Lori?
Well, sure. Yeah. Uh-huh. I love Mitch Miller.
What did we hear before that? Anybody have a clue? Was that Pat Boone?
Yeah, Pat Boone.
Doing AC/DC, and it was...
It's a long way to the top if you want the rock and roll.
Yes, yes indeed.
And what else before that? This was a horrible set.
You mean the Carter family? These boots are made
right,
for walking?
That's right, these boots were made for walking.
Oh, yeah.
I thought there was one in the middle there, too.
Maybe I was wrong.
Mitch Miller, Pat Boone.
But anyways, we're listening to right now on Montgomery Ward Records.
Of course,
actually Majorette Productions, but British Beat a Go-Go, bits and pieces, and maybe if we talk long enough, it'll slide into that bad version of Doo-Wah Diddy Diddy. Reverend Mark Time, Sunday Morning Hangover. Who else would play these songs that you will never, ever hear again on any other radio station, except for the best radio station in the world, KWVA Eugene, Sunday Morning Hangover, Sunday Morning Hangover TV show every Friday night at 11 and 1:30 in the morning, Channel 29. Next week's TV show will be, I believe, the Mark Groudon episode, and I believe the True Margaret episode's coming up after that one. So a couple of real good ones coming up real soon. I don't know if you saw it on Friday night, Bill, but I did my Halloween episode where I told everybody they were all going to die. And I just talked about dying.
And then they did.
And then they did, yeah. Anyways, Bill and Lori from the Eugene Record Convention happening at the Hilton on Sunday. And what time is that?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. We'll
see
you there.
A week from today.
A week from today. And I will not be here next week. There will be a mysterious guest host in the studio instead of the Reverend Mark Time. So take a week off. You know, Reverend Mark Time is so dedicated that he rarely takes time off. When's the last time I took a show off?
A year ago.
It was about a year ago. And it's like, don't forget that if you want reliable radio in this town, I'm not one of these guys that disappears for the summer and go back to mommy and daddy in Portland. I stick around and give you good and bad radio all year long. So, Lori, what else is going on? We were talking about vinyl.
Yes.
The resurgence of vinyl. What do you think about that?
I think it's great. That way all the old albums can come back for the days when, you know, like Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger.
And British
like
Beat a Go-Go doing Doo-Wah Diddy Diddy. I mean, come on. You can't get this on CD, folks.
There's
a lot of
young people into vinyl all of a sudden. It's been like in the last year or two, it's just exploding. Even in Portland, there's a place called the Hall of Records, not to give anybody a push here, but it's a bar restaurant where you bring in your records to play, and it's a record store, too.
Oh, how cool.
It is cool.
We even have in town our own Skips. It used to be called CD World, and now it's called Skips Record something or something like that. What was it? Were we going to play Onward Christian Soldiers off of it?
Yep.
Yes.
Let me cue this up. Just hang on a second, folks. We'll be right back. We're going to talk over this one because Bill forewarned me. All right? Now, what's the deal with this one, Bill?
It's called the Miniature Instruments Concert by Tex Rogers, and they're all Christian songs, and it's on the Songs of Calvary label, and he's found miniature xylophones, miniature cowbells, miniature glockenspiel. Everything's on a miniature instrument, and it has pictures of him, and he's got a nice cowboy hat, and heavens knows why this was even made.
Yeah, this is a one-of-a-kind, folks. Here, let's listen to it a little bit, and then we'll talk about the next one. Everybody hear that mistake there? You think he would have said, roll the tape back. Let's do that another one. That was a real egregious mistake. This guy, Tex Rogers, is amazing. I want to skip around the record a little bit. Here, let's back it up a little bit. Tex Rogers on the world's smallest marimba. On this next one, he does miniature glockenspiel.
Hold on a second. What is that, track two?
All right. Here it is. He Leadeth Me by Tex Rogers. Miniature instruments. Let's hear it. Wow, that'll wake you up. You don't need coffee this morning.
That'll give you a hangover.
Speaking of hangovers, hey, let's try one more track before we move on. A track called I Must Tell Jesus on miniature cowbells. Hold on.
Oh, this has got to be interesting.
All right, here we go. Now, hold on. Tex Rogers does... I got to flip this over because he does something on bottles. It's like beer bottles or something. I think it's like beer bottles.
No, they'd have to be soda bottles. It's a Christian album.
All right. So here we go. This is a track using bottles. Hold on. It's called Just As I Am, Converted Bottles. Where is it? Is this it? Maybe I skipped it. Bill, they mislabeled the record.
Oh, shocking. Yeah. Absolutely
track
shocking.
Track four is track five and track five. So this is the one with the bottles here. Very good. Lori's got her headphones on over here. Even we have DJs here that won't even wear headphones, so that's amazing. Okay, we're going to go from Christian music to some really bawdy college bar band music. Doug Clark and the Hot Nuts, who were legends on the frat house scene in the early 60s, really inspired a lot of groups, including that band that was in Animal House. By the way, our assistant program director or program director just walked in, so I got to be a good boy.
Now I'm going to play Panty Raid for you. Nice.
Yeah, Panty Raid by Doug Clark and the Hot Nuts. So let's hear it.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye.
Hear ye?
As the grand dragon for this coming festivities, I have a little speech I want to make, and I want you to bear with me for just a moment. Everybody pour another taste. Fellow members of the Hot Nuts Club, we will open our meeting tonight with the singing of our fight song. What is it? Panty Raid!
Every little
like chicks you often dream about. She was built like chicks you often dream about.
Now her physical equipment shows a good girl what a slip, and she'll be flying. I ain't lying when she comes.
I first met her walking down the lonesome road. I first met her walking down the lonesome road.
She was sobbing, she was weeping, and she hadn't done much sleeping. And your bobbin will be throbbing when she comes.
I'm play your fill. How she plays her dill, dill. She has muscles in her bustle.
She's had love affairs on land and on the sea. She's had love affairs on land and on the sea.
She's been making it with sailors, butchers, and bow-legged tailors. But the latest, she's the greatest when she comes.
She was hanging out with Cuba when we met. She was hanging out with Cuba when we met.
She was crazy over you, but how she loved to blow his pickle. She would tickle in your pickle when she came.
In a cabbage patch garden, all in a row, magic cabbages live and grow. With bunny beak crystals and love and joy, they turn into a cabbage patch girl and boy. Cabbage patch kids
growing in the garden.
Cabbage patch kids
growing in the sun.
And the most amazing thing about a cabbage patch kid is that each one grows to be a special one. No one's like another, it's plain to see. Each one is as different as you and me. Their arms are open and their hearts are too. They're always ready for a hug from you. Cabbage patch kids
growing in the garden.
Cabbage patch kids
growing in the sun.
And the most amazing thing about a cabbage patch kid is that each one grows to be a special one. Every cabbage patch kid needs the love of someone to make their dream come true. A mom or a dad or a brother or a sister like you. Hey, cabbage patch kids
growing in the garden.
Cabbage patch kids
growing in the sun.
And the most amazing thing about a cabbage patch kid is that each one grows to be a special one. Growing in the garden, cabbage patch kids growing in the sun. Cabbage patch kids, cabbage patch kids, each one grows to be a special one.
So, Bill and Lori, pretty intense show today, huh?
Woohoo! This is fun.
Bill and Lori from the Eugene Record Convention at the Hilton next Sunday, 10 o'clock. Reverend Mark Times Sunday Morning Hangover on the air every Sunday except for next Sunday, the only Sunday I usually take off. And on TV, Channel 29 at 11 o'clock, following the D'Ampy Soul Hama Show. D'Ampy Soul Hama Show, not to be missed, kind of a mishmash of pop, rock, lots of audio, video, collage, a very artistic show on CTV Channel 29. We're listening to the sounds of Robert C. Pritikin, America's foremost sawist. I thank you, Bill.
I see, or I saw.
I saw. Thank you, Bill and Lori, for bringing in these cheesy records that you'll probably find next week at the convention. This is something called Summertime by Robert Pritikin. I also want to remind you, next Friday night, Surffront Art Project birthday party. Saturday night, the Underlings at Lucky's. And what else can I cram in there except I'll see you in 2 weeks. We got the March 4th band coming in, February 13th interview. We got one last track from the incredible Buzz Martin. Buzz Martin live CD. I believe this is the talk up to Earthquake Magoon.
Well, you know, can't say anything about the parking.
Almost every town that I get to and travel across, there's always somebody there that looks like Earthquake Magoon, and they eventually get nicknamed Earthquake Magoon. And there was this one guy up in Alaska that was nicknamed Earthquake Magoon. And I remember this one time this guy came up and hit him right in the back of the chair, and he just turned around and said, "I wished you hadn't have done that." But they're usually a big gentle soul. One of these days I'm going to write a song about one. And if I ever do, it's probably go something like this. Hey, Earthquake, you're mean as a sore-headed grizzly, snapping at thunder clouds, growling at the moon. But deep down inside, you're as meek as a baby. You ain't fooling nobody, Earthquake Magoon. Okay, I was doing that for you, especially out there. I see one in the crowd here tonight. Thank you very kindly. Okay, thank you. I was just funning out there, mister. You do look like Earthquake, but I was just funning you. You know, this is a beautiful crowd, beautiful audience, and this is a beautiful country we live in. Because there ain't any place in the world except here where you can go and do and be what you want to. And there's a lot of things wrong with it. But, you know, it's still the best country in the whole world to live in. I stopped at a county courthouse square on a park bench, and an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "Nah, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole leans a little bit. That's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sit down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag."
All right, everybody, put your hand over your hearts.
We got a little bitty hole.
And thank God you're an American. Reverend Mark Times signing off.